I'm a fan of committed marriages. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. Whenever I hear of a couple celebrating 50 or 40 or even 25 years together, it makes me smile. It amplifies the two become one flesh commitment we read about in the Bible. With all of the talk about gay marriage in the news, I think we miss the boat on what we should really be talking about. Commitment. Long-term commitment. The committed to doing whatever it takes to make this relationship work commitment. A few years back, Diane and I attended an out-of-state wedding. The ceremony was beautiful and the reception was amazing. The wedding cost more money than either of us could ever imagine. At the reception, I had the opportunity to talk with the groom, who I had just met, and offered him my wishes for a long and healthy marriage. "Well," he said, "if it doesn't work out, we can always get divorced." His response shocked me because his apparent lack of commitment was obvious. By the way, the marriage lasted less than 6 months. It is said that between 40 and 50% of all marriages end in divorce, and the number is even higher, 60%, for second marriages. And the number one reason why people get divorced is, you guessed it, commitment. A 2012 study at UCLA's Relationship Institute followed 172 couples for 11 years and found that people's understanding of commitment can mean one of two things. For some, it's the, "I really like this relationship and I want it to continue," and things go well until there are problems, conflicts, or the pressures of life circumstances. Once these things happen, the relationship isn't going well, the marriage is over. A deeper understanding of commitment goes like this. I'm committed to doing whatever it takes to make this relationship work. This kind of commitment requires sacrifice, and couples who are willing to make sacrifices in their relationships become better problem solvers. Having a great marriage takes work. When the groom at the wedding said, "if it doesn't work," he missed the point. It doesn't work. You do. Here are a few things you can do to have this deeper understanding of commitment. First, pray together. Ask God for unity in your marriage and ask for the strength to handle life's challenges together. Number two, tell each other, "I love you." Do it every day, several times a day. Reinforce that you are willing to make those sacrifices necessary to make the marriage work. Third, be friends. Couples who spend times together, genuinely enjoy each other's company, and consider their spouse their best friend are always willing to go the extra mile when times are tough. Fourth, build family traditions. Recalling special moments together and with your kids and each other are a precious reminder of the love and memories that bind us together as a couple. Fifth, attend religious activities or mass together. Divorce rates are much lower for couples that share their faith experiences together, attend services together, and make their faith a central part of their relationship. As Christians, we call it a Christ-centered relationship. And sixth, laugh. You will enjoy each other more when you can find humor in life, and it's not also always the funny situations. You know, when elderly people are asked, "What is the secret of your long and successful marriage?" they will tell you simply, "It's commitment." This is Tony Agnese.